kick the kind of flows that ruffle MC's panties. Then I flood them like trannies, the rhyme pedals to the floor. Take the beat out of park and embark on verbal journeys, putting suckers in predicaments like Weekend at Bernie's. Ernie's and birds get flagged for their puppeteering, cause the wrath of the paragraph be like some first growth clearing. Hearing what majorities are trying to flog by keeping peeps in a sleep like a dog in a log. Ain't a cog for the hog of this perpetual whackness, with dope beats get pissed on like a 5-year-old's mattress. Hip-hop actor or actress out for Oscar trophies, hawker styles for fake smiles for miles like B. Sophie's. Wrote these thoughts without plots to obtain some flash fame, just to flood up the brain in some fly-by-night game. Nah, this is expression, my compression through waveform foreign to advertise the comprise for mass market. No target age group, my soup is for those hungry for a verse uncursed by the hate and the greed. The prerequisite deed for ignorance to succeed, the bleed that profuses for useless trinkets and toys that you traded for the paper off your whack rap caper, funded by those aimed to close off information, scheming for sedation by means of radio station. All it takes is loot and an idle mind to shoot. The industry's a mac, your whack image prostitute. What's lost is truth and the meaning to words. While idolized by the herds are these punch bowl turds, as materials the motive for humanity's praise. So it's no wonder these days turmoil steadily raised. But what TV portrays is more ways to save and spend. So of course we gotta have it, and shit will never end.
Crazy, crazy ignorant. Crazy ignorant. Crazy ignorant. Crazy, crazy ignorant.
While the strings sing, I blow smoke rings and do my thing, fade in and out of dreams. The scene set is like a wreck about to happen, and while lives are being lost, you got these motherfuckers rapping about fashion and passing trends in material taste. Go ahead and waste your time living fine in the present. I'll be toiling in the soil to give back what I borrow, so there will be no sorrow tomorrow, and sow seeds to teach and reach heaven with their leaves. And though scars grieve, the alleviation of self-imposed sedation is the crucible of the collapse we're facing, and I find it so amazing. People just don't see
it could be so pretty.
Beautiful planet.
But it's not meant to be for the greed that feeds upon the seeds to sate. Its gluttony is no regard for the simple perfection and natural direction of cultural progression, and forces a suspension of individual attention on an implied advancement in the evolution of refined enhancements, while actually abusing the past with a generous mix of confusion. On the losing end is all they who for what is theirs fought, only to have it stolen, sold, and bought by a thief who can't be caught. When's it all gonna stop? All these things that are taught that are
crazy ignorant. Crazy ignorant. Crazy ignorant. Crazy ignorant. Crazy ignorant.
I merely present ideas I don't impose to shape the future. Who knows how it will go? The future, undoubtedly full of problems socially. A disaster by our governments, politically speaking, happens daily. Naturally, devastating our ozone and coral reefs. Increasingly ignorant toward environment, disrespecting each other's rights. A constricted diet, a prayer to our Lord Jesus Christ. Where was he last night when 10 died? Or any other time? All religions are blind to problems that have been mentioned. Re-examining some of our most basic assumptions, a fundamental shift in thinking. Realize that only one person could save this earth. Built around scenarios, the goals of business is status quo. Outer space, other planets, do we clone? Death or life? Yo, I don't know. It's those assumptions that has led us to this situation, created social and mental frustrations. We're taking too long to prevent global warming. The polar ice caps are melting. Regardless of options, that doesn't stop us from cradle robbing. Welcome to the global village of uneven distribution. No focused attention on our vital ecosystem. Answer to survival lays within strength, not unity. Because solidarity is key to our social upbringing. It takes time to change 100 years of culture purifying. The ability of the human race, limitless I see. No solution in expanding throughout the galaxy. Why spread the disease when we can contain it, to occupy a planet that wasn't meant as ours, to rape it, decide the fate, deface it by terraforming it to our will? When will we take responsibility of our own planet? Global warming's not just a phase, like some scientists say. Ask those idiots who pays their salary, the Justice League, tobacco defense, and oil industries. Most of so-called currency goes to things to create me.
Crazy ignorant.
crazy ignorant. Crazy ignorant. Crazy ignorant.